Hello. Welcome to another episode of Great Minds Drink Alike. Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good.
How was your vacation?
It was interesting. It was good. We went to Lake George.
Did you go on a boat?
We did go on a boat. We went on a speedboat. Me and Olivia really were, like, pushing for a pontoon boat, because, like, pontoon boats are superior.
That's the flat boats?
Yeah, that's, like, the flat boat.
And then you can jump off and swim?
Yeah, but it has, like, seats around
it. Yeah,
right,
I know,
like,
what it is.
You kind of feel like you're in a club.
Okay, that's
like
what I have. That's what I do in Minnesota.
In Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this was, like, a small speedboat, and, it was just a little small. Like, I wish there was some, like, you know, some boats have, like, big front, like, layout?
Oh, yeah, no, that's not in a speedboat, honey.
No?
A speedboat, no. A speedboat is just to go fast.
I've seen speedboats where there's, like, space in the front.
Is that a speedboat, what you look sound? Sounds like you're talking about some other kind of a boat. I can't remember what they call it.
I'm not like a boat expert. I just know that I like...
Yeah, where you can sit down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I like a pontoon boat.
Right. But a speedboat is really basically for speed.
I guess.
I don't know why, but that's what it is.
I mean, we didn't really do anything on the boat, though. We just, like, drove the boat to, like, another area of the lake and just stayed there.
Right. I remember my father took me on a speedboat once for being on vacation. We all went on a speedboat. My father said he knew how to drive it. Well, let me tell you, it was going so fast that you know where I was? I was underneath the front of the boat hiding because I thought I was going to be dead. Oh, I was so happy to get off the speedboat.
They didn't give him, like, a lesson?
No lesson.
Oh, my God.
No lesson. Nobody did lessons.
My father had to watch a video on safety.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Do that?
So.
That's how I feel.
So that's how he knew how to keep us safe, apparently.
Oh, well. My father kept us safe, all right. We stopped the boat and got off.
I mean, he tried to kill us in the woods, but that's a different story.
Well, that's too bad. So what are you up to now?
Now I'm back from vacation. And I'm not doing much. I did yoga today.
Okay.
Hi.
And we're having lunch here now today. That's
having
good.
Lunch. Yeah. Unemployment's not bad.
No, it isn't. It's just you get bored.
Yeah. I just feel like there's nothing like...
Do you want to put the other, another wine in the refrigerator?
Just tell Olivia.
Olivia. When you get a minute.
What?
You want to put more wine in the fridge?
Where is it?
The rack's in there.
The only one you can't take is one that has a Met label. I'm saving that for something.
Special?
I don't know what I'm saving it for. What?
He's talking to you.
I thought he was.
We're outside, so there's some construction happening.
Going on.
Yeah, so they're going to be a part of the podcast today.
I saw a picture of Marco today.
He's Marco, nice. The baby.
Yes, he's getting nice
Your
and tall. A great grandchild.
Yes. How does it feel to be a great grandmother?
It feels great.
In this day and age.
It feels wonderful. It feels great. And you know what? There's not too many great grandmothers around. Let's tell you, I'm finding it out.
She feel lucky.
I guess so.
And then there's another great grandchild on the way.
Yep. A granddaughter.
So and then who's next?
I don't know. Kyle's getting married in December, so who knows?
Lily's next.
And then who's after her? I don't know. Who's after him? I don't know.
Kyle?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's like to be determined.
Yes.
That's like in a while.
Yes.
You have to get through the wedding, you know.
Hmm?
You gotta get through the wedding. There's like a lot going on.
A lot.
You have a lot going on in your family, Grandma.
Right now,
you should be satisfied. You should
am
like
I not satisfied?
As a grandmother, you should be like, this is good.
I am. I am satisfied.
So you're not allowed to ask anybody for a long time who's the next to get engaged.
Oh, I wouldn't ask anybody anyway.
You all.
But I know who's going
to
get.
Who?
I can't tell you on the podcast.
What? You know something I don't know?
No, I just... it's been a little things coming and going.
What?
No, you know, remarks here and there.
About who?
I can't tell you on the podcast. It's going to go over the broadcast.
There's somebody who is saying remarks about getting engaged. Somebody in the family.
They're saying it around.
They're speaking like in
yeah,
in
like
code.
Third party.
They're like talking in code.
Yeah. Well, not really.
Is this person asking somebody to marry them, or is somebody asking them to marry them?
I think there was talk. There's been talk.
There's been talk.
Between them, not between me.
Between the couple.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not you, Rebecca, so you're out.
I mean, I know it's not me.
So you're out. You're out of the picture.
Well, I'm curious to know this piping hot tea, Grandma. I really now.
Well, we have to first get over Kyle's.
Get over it?
Well, you know, get up to them. They got their dresses. You know.
They got the dresses?
Yeah. Well, they ordered the dresses.
Okay. That's like, is that how far in advance you order a bridesmaid's dresses?
Yes, like, because it's got to come in and then you got to get it altered. And how much is it? What's your July, August, September, October, November? December, 6 months.
I guess so.
Yeah, because, you don't realize it. Everybody who's getting married has got bridesmaids and they're all picking through the dresses, what they want. So,
I guess so. The bridal industry must be like a wild industry.
Well, it is.
They must make crazy.
It is because.
And it's never dying.
No. And now everybody's having large bridal parties. For a while they were. And then everybody started having like one or two, you know, or just one. Now everybody's starting again to have a lot.
I don't know about a big bridal party.
Well, maybe.
Just seems like so much.
It is a lot. It's a lot of preparing the gowns, and then you got to get them a gift, and you got to get the flowers. It's a lot. It is a lot.
What was wedding planning like in your day?
Well, you know what?
Was it like a year engagement?
Yeah. More than a year. Because after a year, everyone starts fighting, and all the family starts fighting with each other. You know, like...
The families, like the different families?
Yeah, no, like with you. Like, if you want to invite... You don't want to invite... you got to invite this aunt. You got to invite that uncle. You got to do this. You got to do that. Oh, Aunt Mary says you got to invite this person. So now you're inviting... Oh, you got to have the kids at the wedding. You know, it's like everything gets done to fight. Nobody... It's all like too much thinking. Better when you just have 1 week, 1 year is enough.
Yeah, but you're still going to have those conversations.
Not
about
really,
who has
because
to come to the wedding.
No, but it's quicker. It's just quicker. You don't have so much stress.
Yeah, well, yeah, planning a wedding does seem stressful.
Yeah, but when you're planning it for longer than a year.
And a lot of families, and then you have to deal with two families.
Right.
And everybody's got something to say.
The first thing we did was go and get, you have to get the hall. You have to get the hall, your price range.
The hall.
Well, the catering hall.
Nobody gets married in the catering hall anymore.
Where do they get married? Where do you think?
I don't know.
Where did what's her name get married? Shannon. She got married in a hotel. That was a catering hall.
That was a hotel.
That was a hotel, yeah. And so was Taylor in a hotel.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hotel's where it's at. Because if it's in a hotel, then, like, people just stay in the hotel. They don't, like, have to go anywhere.
Yeah. Well, some people go home, don't they?
Well, Most people stay in hotels.
My last wedding I went to, it was in a mansion. No hotel rooms. The hotel, you had to take the shuttle and go to the hotel and you were staying.
Well, they had a shuttle
hotel.
Then.
Yes, if you wanted to go to the hotel, you had to go to the, take the shuttle. But basically, that was in a mansion.
Where was this mansion?
I think it was out east. I don't know where exactly it was.
There's some really great places to get married out east.
Yeah.
You don't gotta go far.
No.
Just gotta go east.
No, this was... A couple of my nephews got married in golf courses.
That's bougie. I don't know about a golf course. There's no water.
No.
Well, we want not some water. Water, you know?
There's not too many places that have water. You know, first you have
there's
to find the hall.
There's plenty of places.
First you have to find out where the hall is. Then you got to find out how many people you could fit in the room, you know. And then you got to taste the food and make sure it's, you know.
Yes, that's the most important part.
Well, because some of them...
Some wedding food is nasty.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So you have to...
Make sure the food is good.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things to a wedding. There's a lot of different parts that you have to think about.
Isn't that crazy? And then, like, the wedding's only, like...
A couple of hours, and it's over.
5 hours.
You plan it for a year, and it's only a couple of hours, and it's over.
Well, that's why you remember it forever.
But that's why all these young people now are having after hour parties.
Oh, yeah, definitely have to have an after party.
Well, we never did that. We went home after. We had the wedding. All right, goodbye, everybody. Went to my mother's house, took my gown off. You know, goodbye, I'm going on my honeymoon.
You stayed in your mother's house after your wedding?
I had to take the dress and leave it off and put my clothes on that I was going to travel with.
So you left, like, that night?
That night I left, yeah.
For your honeymoon?
I left to go to a hotel in the airport. And then in the next morning when we woke up from the airport, we went to the
wow. Place. Did you get drunk at your wedding?
No.
Did you drink alcohol?
No. I didn't drink until I was 35 years old.
You didn't drink on your wedding? What? I've never heard of such a thing in my life. No champagne, a little champagne.
No.
A little
They
wine.
Had it there, but we didn't drink it. Poppy did. My Joe probably, you know, your grandfather probably did, but I didn't, no.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's different.
Where did Olivia go without wine?
Where's Olivia?
She went to go.
Where's my wine?
I don't know where she went. No idea.
There's more in that bottle.
We'll have some and I'll have some. She may not come out again.
She's done with us. I told her she could be on the pod, but...
She said she doesn't want to.
She doesn't care.
How is Christopher doing?
He's good, making music.
That's good, right?
Yeah. He's always just, like, making music, making beats. Like,
I went to see him in the Speakeasy in Farmingdale with my girlfriend. He was... Oh, you should see him. Did I ever show you what on the picture? He's dancing up there.
Well, he dances
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
oh, wow, he's improved.
Let me go get him. Ouch.
Okay, did we find...
Did we find who?
The video, Christopher.
I'm finding it right now.
Okay.
Gotta find his name first. Oh, wait. I'm looking at the wrong
place. Talk about the wine. Sponsored today by... This podcast is brought to you by Murphy Good. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Finest brand wines, raised and made in California. 2016, Pinot Noir.
Can you see him?
Yes, he's dancing. Wow. Dancer, too.
So funny. She's not going to give us any more wine. We have to get ourselves.
She's laying down, sleeping. She's so rude.
1 second, let's see what this is.
Grandma's taking a phone call in the middle of the podcast. Let's listen in.
They're not answering me, so it's all right. I don't know who it is either. I got a lot of unknown people talking to me.
Hi, it's Barbara. We need that.
Barbara. Who's Barbara?
Please record your message.
We have a Barbara on the line.
Yes. Now, why is it ringing again? Okay, I'll do it this way. I'll call her back later.
Okay.
It's ringing, 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 but nothing's happening. But anyway.
So
I'm going to Minnesota.
Oh.
July 30th, we booked.
Nice.
Yes, I'll be back August 6th. I'll see you for your birthday before your birthday.
Wow, you're going to miss my birthday dinner.
Yeah.
It's too bad, Grandma. We're going to have a great time.
Yes, I know. But I couldn't go earlier and I couldn't go later, so. And are you going with, who are you going to birthday dinner with, your mother and your father?
I don't know what I'm doing for my birthday yet, but okay. There will be dinner
at some
point.
Well, I will see you before you, we'll go out for dinner before your birthday.
All right. Sounds good. I like that anyway, like several birthday celebrations.
Exactly.
So
I'm going to go there. Everyone's saying, why are you going? Oh, you're going traveling by yourself. Oh, I wouldn't go.
Why not?
Give me
you're
a break.
An independent woman, Grandma.
Give me a break.
You
I
get
said,
on
I'm,
that plane.
I'm fine.
And
I
you
said.
Get to Minnesota.
That's it. And I'll stay there for a week. She has a pool. She treats me very well. We'll have a good time.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah. And Joanne is there now in Uncle Tom. I think they're
in
home.
Minnesota.
Yeah, they went Monday. I think
Minnesota.
They're coming home. I think they're coming home today.
Oh, Minnesota.
Yeah. You went there when you were very young. You don't want to go back? It's nice. I like it.
I mean, it's like...
There's so many other places
Minnesota,
you want to go.
Or like, I could go to, like, Florida.
I want to
like,
go to an island.
Yeah, me island. Too. You're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go so many places. I don't even know what to choose.
I know. Well, you know, I went to a lot of places with Poppy, but I want to go back. I want to go back to Aruba. I loved Aruba.
I want to go to Costa Rica.
That's where I don't want to go.
I want to go ziplining in the jungle or rainforest or whatever it's called. And
well, that's where Anna Suzanne's going to go in a hotel in a treehouse.
In a treehouse?
Yeah, I don't know what that
means.
That's
kind of cool.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it just means that...
Well, I've been in a house in Florida that the house was built around a tree.
I don't know.
The tree's in the middle of the house. But I don't know what the treehouse is. And they want to go see a volcano. So they've got a couple of things on their scorecard.
I was talking about treehouses with somebody recently. It's like a new thing.
You just have a treehouse right there. The kids use a climate. In that tree over there in the corner for Uncle Bobby and Frankie. They built a treehouse.
They built a treehouse? It's not there anymore.
No, that knocked down. So the pool's not there anymore either. The swing set's
not
there either.
You need a pool, you need a treehouse.
And swings.
You need like an outside grilling bar area.
Oh, a tiki bar.
Yes, tiki bar.
What do you do with a tiki bar when in the winter?
You make pina coladas and you pretend it's summer. Pretend you're in Tiki Tiki Land.
Yeah, but it's cold.
Tiki Tiki. You put the heaters on and
we got heaters in our tiki bar? Holy macaroni.
Yeah, you're gonna have outdoor heaters.
I think we'll go to a resort and have the tiki bar and the heaters.
Fine, Grandma.
And
let's go on vacation.
The whole thing.
Let's go on a big vacation. Let's plan it.
You were supposed to plan it. You never planned it? Yeah.
Well, let's go, like, this winter to an island.
Well, we have to go to Florida. We have to go to the wedding first in December.
After that.
Well, after that. That's, yeah, right. That's January, February.
Yeah. January.
What's Mommy going to do with her job?
Well, she doesn't have that plan right now, so.
I know.
None of us have jobs, so we're, like, just, like... ready to do whatever. Like, I'm just trying to make plans now.
Right. Well, what's with you and Louie?
Everything's good. We're going to Pennsylvania next week.
Good.
To do stuff.
Good.
Fun stuff.
All right. You're going to take a boat out? Does he have a boat?
No.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know. No, I think we were not taking a boat, but we talked about it.
Yeah.
Well, but, that's all right. I don't know what we're going to do, really.
Does it matter?
No, I don't care.
It'll be fun, I'm sure. I'm sure you'll be doing something.
We're sure there will be eating and drinking involved.
And nobody's going to be in the house?
I don't think
in
so.
In Pennsylvania? Well, that's good, right?
Only maybe, the ghosts.
No, but maybe the him and the new... Never know.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just going to hang out with the bears in the woods.
Have you ever seen a bear? Yet?
No.
They are in Pennsylvania, but...
I know that.
Because my brother, when he had the
I'm afraid of those.
Well, they usually give you a warning that the bear
what,
is
the
there.
Bear?
Not the bear. The rangers will say, you know, we spotted a bear such and such a place. You know.
The rangers would, like, come knock on the door and be like,
there's
a bear. They
do on the radio or the, whatever the hell they... Whatever you use to correspond. You know.
I don't know if he has, like...
He must have a
radio. That's probably something you need if, like, you have a house in the woods.
Well, you have a regular radio, don't you? Oh, no, you don't. You know, nobody has radios anymore. Now we have phones.
No, no, there's a radio in the house.
Otherwise, it'll be on the phone. Just a warning, you know.
So what do you put, what station do you put on to hear, like,
I don't know. I was never in the woods. I get,
Would you put on, like, AM radio?
You could put on your phone.
I've never used AM radio.
You could put on your phone, on your iPhone. You know, they'll give you a warning.
All right.
Anyway, you don't have to worry about the bears.
I need to know if there's a bear. I'm not leaving the house.
Well, they'll let you know if there's a bear. If they sight a bear, do you like? Well, you were you with us? Yes, you were with us when we were feeding the deer on the porch. You remember?
You're not supposed to do that, Grandma.
I think in Pennsylvania you're allowed to do that, because we rented this house, Mommy and Suzanne, and we all were there, and the lady had bags of deer food. That we fed the deer. It would come right up on the porch.
Deer food?
Whatever deer eat.
Like you would get deer food from
like a pet
store.
Yeah, like a bag of food.
Interesting.
So I guess there are a lot in Pennsylvania.
I don't really want to feed the deer because, like, I don't know if you should really be, like, touching wild animals.
You don't touch them. You throw the
food. I don't really want them to come close to me. Like, I want to look at them.
Oh,
I don't know if I want to, like...
Scary Mary here.
What if, like, they attack me?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Get the gun!
No, never! I'm not going to kill the deer. They're really cute.
Yeah, but they're afraid of us, too.
They're afraid, too. Like, last time I was there, like, all these deers, like, a whole pack of them, there was, like, at least, like, 7. They're all in the... They were, like, grazing.
Right.
And then they saw us come outside.
And they ran away.
No. They all just, like, looked and stared. Like, all at once. Just staring. Like...
And then they didn't run away?
No. They just stared. Like, they were... It was really creepy, actually.
So what'd you do?
Nothing. They just, like...
Finally left?
They, like, once... I think once we left, like, went inside, then they continued their grazing.
Oh.
But I think that's where the term deer in headlights comes from.
Oh, yeah.
Deers just, like, stop, and they just stare.
And they get blinded by the light.
I guess so,
too. They get blinded by the headlight.
That's why they don't move. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't, like...
Yeah. And Joanne hit a deer once. But the deer got up and ran away.
Really?
We stopped, and Mim stopped behind us, and she was so upset, she hit the deer. And there was a dent in her car, but the guy said, yes, you did, but he got up and ran away, so he must have been okay to not
Oh, my God. Where was this, in Montauk?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's deer in Montauk.
I know there's a lot of deer out there.
Yeah.
But there's no deer.
But I would be afraid of a bear, yes.
Yeah.
Because in Pennsylvania, or is it New Jersey, in the woods, the people left their door open. I don't know what they went in through the screen. It was the bear and the cubs.
In the house?
Yeah. Yep.
No.
Yes. So
no,
they ran out the front
terrifying.
Door.
What the hell?
Well, I guess they were hungry.
But don't they know that's not their house?
I guess they got the wrong address.
Yeah, they went to the wrong house. Their Google Maps took them to the wrong place.
But anyway, so what else is going on with any of your friends?
Oh, nothing. I'm going to the Subway series next week with my friends.
Oh, nice. Next week before Thursday.
Yeah, so...
Thursday you're going to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we're going to the game on Wednesday night. And then...
Oh, nice. Oh, is Louis going with you?
Yes.
Good. So you're all going...
So that should be fun.
I have a hot dog and a beer.
Beer, yes. I don't eat hot dogs, but...
Oh, that's right.
I'm sure Louis will have a hot dog.
So what can you have there?
Just so much food at Citi Field.
Really?
Yeah, there's Shake Shack. Shake Shack has, like, the best veggie burger thing.
Oh, all right.
What it's about? Deep-fried portobello mushroom.
Ooh.
Like a crispy portobello mushroom with cheese inside it.
Oh, good. All right.
So they put that on a bun with, like, special sauce.
Oh, so that's what you can
lettuce,
have.
Tomato. And then you bite into it and, like, the cheese, like, oozes out.
Ooh.
So good.
Good.
Then there's tacos, there's nachos, there's pizza,
there's a ball game.
There's lobster rolls. I just care about the food. There's a fish place. They have lobster rolls. They have, like, fried fish sandwich.
Oh, so you got a lot of choices.
Yeah. Crab cakes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of choices for me.
Good.
And there's beer.
Yes.
And there's cookie dough.
What's cookie dough?
Like, there's this place... There's a stand in Citi Field where they'll give you, like, a scoop of cookie dough. Like, it looks like as you would get a scoop of
ice cream,
but it's cookie dough.
Really?
Like,
in a cup.
Well, they don't use eggs, apparently, so you won't get salmonella poisoning.
Right, yeah.
But...
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the ice cream.
Olivia got it last time we were there, but...
I'd rather have ice cream.
Oh, yeah, me too. It was, like... It's also, like, super, like... intense. Like, it's just like a big scoop of cookie dough.
Yeah.
Like, you can't eat that much cookie dough.
No, I wouldn't.
Like, you eat a cookie and it's like you could make 10 cookies out of the amount of cookie dough they give you.
I don't like it.
It's just too much. Ooh. Oh, Grandma's getting a call. Who is it?
Barbara. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Barbara.
Oh, wow. I was on the phone.
Oh, okay. That's why I kept ringing. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, my son just left today. He's having shoulder surgery.
Oh, good. All right. So he left today, so you took care of the baby?
Yeah, I took care of it. I went out for a little sleep. His wife had, like, a bit of water shower and stuff, so I helped him to get rest because she came home.
Right.
And him and I came down. Surgery down here.
Okay.
But she's a teacher. She's going to school now.
Right. Oh, all right.
Yeah. And she's like, they finish early because she finished the end of it. So, my other son came up to bed a couple hours ago and brought him to Connecticut with his physical therapy session.
Uh huh. Okay.
And then he's got to come back here next week for the doctor.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if they're all going to come.
Right now? No, tomorrow I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine.
Lily!
What, honey? Oh, no, yeah, I wanted to see it. Well, let me call you back later. My granddaughter, we're just doing a podcast. And I'm... Oh, you don't know what a podcast is? Well, I'll explain it to you later when I talk to you. Right.
Hello, Lily.
All right, bye.
You're not done yet?
No.
She
we're
wants
still
to
recording.
Go see Rocket Man.
Rocket Man.
With Elton John.
Boom.
That's a movie?
I want to see Rocket Man, too.
That's a movie.
That was your friend?
Yes, Barbara.
Your friend Barbara?
Yeah.
Where'd you meet Barbara?
I used to work with Barbara and JCPenney, and then she went to the courts to work as with the judges.
To work with the judges.
Well, you know, in Mineola, in the courts.
I went there once. I had jury duty once.
And now she retired. But I met her in Penny. We know her from, she was working in Penny's. She worked underneath me in Penny's.
Mm. How was life?
Did you want any more wine, honey?
Oh, I put it in the freezer. Should I bring it
yeah,
up?
Yeah, you better, because it's frozen.
I don't think wine can freeze.
I didn't think alcohol could freeze, but I'm not positive.
Lily is dying.
Why?
She's so hot.
So she was in it. You just had her in air conditioning.
I know, but she was dying before. She was like...
She didn't die all week.
Hey, it is so hot. Oh, my God.
I gave you ice creams in your water even. Aren't you happy about that? She's too funny. I'm sorry. All right, so what are we up to now? Oh, yes. So
what was life like working in JCPenney's?
Oh, it was so much fun.
As a young, vibrant, working lady.
It was so much fun. It was very, very fun. Very fun.
I should work at JCPenney's.
Yeah, it was fun. It was
fun. Can you give me a job?
We had a lot of nice people I worked with, and it was nice. It was good. And then it was over. 25 years, and I said
goodbye.
That's
a long time to work somewhere. Yeah, 25 years?
Yeah, then I said goodbye. I really went to work, and I really went because I went to get an ad in Macy's, but the Macy's line was so long, I said, I can't wait on this line to have a job. So I called my girlfriend, and she says, well, where are you? I said, I'm in front of Penny's. Well, go into Penny's and ask them if they need you. I went into Penny's, no line. She said, yes, come back next week, and we'll start training you.
Wait, you literally just went in. Did you go into JCPenney's to get?
Nothing. I went to get a job.
Were waiting on the line at Macy's.
Yeah, but I got off because I said it's too long, this line.
How long were you waiting? Like 5 minutes?
But the line was endless.
So you're like, not going to wait.
I'm not going to wait.
And then?
So I called my girlfriend to see if she wants to come for lunch. And she said, well, where are you? I said, I'm in front of JCPenney's. She said, well, why don't you go into JCPenney and ask if they need somebody? And then I'll meet you for lunch. So I went in and they gave me the job.
Just went in and said, do you have any jobs?
Yeah.
And then
filled out the application, and they said, come in next week, we'll start training you.
But what job was this?
For sales girl.
Oh, to sell.
It was for Christmas help.
Oh.
And then they kept me on after Christmas.
Wow.
I worked in the men's department at Christmas, and then they moved me to...
Here's your wine opener.
I don't know what you did with it. Other
one was... This is was a
underneath the
top.
Coffee table in the
so
living
you gotta
room.
So you got to go find it.
Underneath the coffee table in the living room. And then I worked in the men's department, and then they kept me on. I went into the juniors department. And then I became an MA, which is a merchandiser assistant. And then I went down to the personnel department.
What's merchandiser assistant?
You're like in charge of scheduling and in charge of the girls, like who's coming in and what are they doing, what are they wearing, and what kind of, how you want to arrange the floor. You know, like the managers would come up and say they wanted to change the floor around a little bit, maybe colorize it, maybe just, you know, categorize it in some way, keep it sized, keep everything clean. Then I went to personnel. And then I was training. And then I was, it's called a personnel specialist.
Personnel specialist.
Yes. You did the hiring, the firing, everything else that went with it. Before that, I did the training.
Did you ever have to fire anybody?
Yeah.
How did that go? What happened?
It went as well as could be expected when you fire somebody.
Give me the situation. Lay it out.
Well, there was one girl, you know, like, well, if somebody came in and they weren't dressed properly, you had to send them home to get... Or send them upstairs to get something, to purchase something. And if you had to fire somebody, you had to have a reason. Why did they steal something?
Right. You can't just fire somebody because you don't like them.
Yeah. This one girl, she was scratching her head all over the place and in front of the customers. Oh, my God, it was terrible.
What do you mean scratching her head?
Scratching her head. The dandruff would come down. She's waiting on people.
Ew.
So I had a couple of complaints about that. So I had to let her go.
People would actually complain?
Oh, my God, did they complain.
But did you tell her first, don't scratch your head like that?
I asked her why, and she said it was a health reason.
Right, because she has dandruff.
No, she said it was a health reason. I don't know what it was. I said, well, you can't work here with that because you're working with people. And it's not healthy. You know, and then you hire people. You know, you have to look at the application and see if they want to work the hours that you have to have and what department they have to go in. It's a whole procedure. It's a whole thing.
So, you have managerial experience?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. manager.
Right.
Grandma, manager grandma.
That's it. Manager the people. I'm a people person. You know, that's what I am.
Would you hire me?
Of course. Oh, you have plenty of potential.
Oh, wow. Olivia's laughing.
But I'm just saying, you get to have more credit than me. Oh, that's so funny. My girlfriend went with her two daughters into Dress Barn in Call Place. And it was a Saturday. And, of course, Jenny, my girlfriend, she said, I know I also met her in Penny's. She says to the girl, oh, is Elizabeth Hines here today? She says, oh, no, she's lovely. Oh, she knows her fashion, and she's so well-liked here. And she's so fashion conscious, and she knows everything about it.
They describe my mother as fashionable. Yes. And mm-hmm. Amazing.
See?
Interesting.
So there you go. If you didn't know it, I'm telling you, right from my lips.
I mean, definitely fashionable, compared to Dress Barn.
It got nice and cold.
Status.
Yeah. So fast. Yeah.
Yeah, this wine is a nice temperature. It's the temperature I like my wine at.
Well, Olivia knows what you like, honey.
I don't think she cares about me.
Look, she gave you the right temperature on your wine.
Am I not bringing the wine?
What more do you want?
So I like my wine.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
What does that mean?
That means shut your mouth if someone's giving you a gift.
Don't insult them.
Exactly.
I don't insult nobody. I'm very kind.
Okay.
Gracious.
Wonderful. Would you like to be on our podcast?
Not really.
You don't like to voice your opinion on the life?
It's not that.
She doesn't want to be associated with us.
She does so. I'll show you a picture.
I'm spending time with my dog that I haven't seen.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I'm spending time with my grandmother, which I haven't seen.
Yeah.
Also that, but you're talking to the podcast, so I can't even talk to you.
That's Lily's fine. Also talking. If Lily could speak on the
somehow
podcast,
we're talking about everything
she
else.
She would say, excuse me, where is my wine?
No, she would say, where's my bacon?
I want some
wine.
Oh,
the bacon.
Now.
You know the bacon,
give her
I think.
Bacon?
Of course I give her. You don't think I take care of this dog?
She dies if she doesn't have bacon.
I give her bacon.
I think Lily deserves, like...
Here's the baby.
Let me see.
And scroll up.
Aww.
See?
Is that his crib?
That's his porta crib. He's hanging out of his... see his legs hanging out?
They're not hanging out.
Well, he's tall, I mean.
Yeah, he's almost as tall as this.
Yeah, so that's cute. But anyway, I learned how to do gift something in the... Well, I don't know what they call
gifts.
It. Gift, yeah.
Gifts.
You know, when you send good morning and...
Yeah.
Oh, gifts.
Yeah.
GIF.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yes.
I learned how to do that.
Nice, Grandma. You're really, like,
I sent
becoming
one.
So technologically savvy.
That's it. I'm trying. But I can erase my messages because I had to erase something the other day.
You sent that?
What is it?
It says, miss you.
Yes, I sent that to Marco.
To Marco. I really should use gifts more. I don't really use gifts.
I'll show you what Connor's. What happened with Connor? Connor's my constant companion.
Oops, sorry, Lily. I made a noise. Connor is your constant companion.
He's constantly calling me.
Really?
I sent him this one.
For you.
Oh, Liv.
Morning.
And now look what he sent me back.
Where?
Up. The lady who's crazy.
Oh. Lily, come up here.
Is that? I said a good morning with Pedro in his little window.
Really came on the chair.
Wow, Grandma, you're getting so good at this gift stuff.
How did you learn?
I don't know.
Did Lily teach you?
Yeah, there was. She says the girl I was talking to. She says you go to the bottom and you hit the. How did she call it? I said it looks like a tennis racket. If you ask me.
The random person.
No, Jenny, my girlfriend.
Oh.
She sends me a good morning and a good night every minute. So, and then I sent Grace. I wanted to cheer her up. You know,
What did you send her?
I'm going to show you. Where the hell was she?
Oh, Lily's sitting in a
seat. I sent you and Mommy one, didn't I?
You didn't send me one.
I sent your mother one, I think it was. I think it was a coffee cup. This one.
That's, what's that person's name?
Donald Duck.
Donald Duck.
Pinocchio.
That's how I wake up in the morning.
I figured I'd cheer her a little.
Did she respond?
Yeah. Hello there. That's what I got. Hello there.
Did you answer back?
She said, hello there. And then I said something, but how did you like, I think his name was Donald Duck. Yes, whoa. She's so funny. She's a crack of that girl. So I'm telling you, she's...
You don't send me any.
I am going to send you one. Okay. I didn't want to, I don't want to be too, oh, there, and I sent her this one. This was the cat in the cup, because she likes cats. But I don't like to be too annoying. You know, when you start doing that, you get people get annoyed with you.
I like them.
Yeah, I sent one to Mommy, a coffee cup. I'm trying to learn how to do it.
A coffee cup? So you only say good morning to people.
Well, no.
You never
you can say good night. This is what I
said. You never text me good morning.
Nope, I'm just learning how to do it, honey. Just learning. I got to show you this one. This is so funny.
They're so pretty.
This is what I sent Suzanne. Look how nice. Look how cute this is.
Was it her birthday?
Today.
Today's her birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Have a great day.
I thought that was cute.
But, very cute, Grandma.
She says to me, yes, she says, I'm going to be double nickels.
What does that mean?
That's what I said. I said, what is double nickels? 55.
Oh, I
get
it.
What?
I didn't know what it meant.
Because a nickel is five.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Five.
Yeah. I didn't know what that meant.
Oh.
So we're going to go see Rocket Man tomorrow.
Nice.
It's about Elton
you
John.
You and Barbara?
Yes.
Are you going to sneak Barbara. In wine?
No, I don't think she does that.
I do that.
Yeah.
Last time I went to the movies, I brought. What did I bring?
She doesn't
you
do that.
Make him yourself a martini.
I brought wine for myself, and I brought Louis a beer.
Yeah.
We saw Aladdin. You should see Aladdin, if you haven't seen it yet.
Aladdin. Okay.
Like in the movies, like now.
I know what Aladdin is.
Yeah, but not like the Aladdin, like the old one. Like there's a new Aladdin.
Okay.
You're
still
know
on a magic carpet.
Yes. It's amazing. Best movie I've ever seen.
Really? All right.
But The Lion King is coming out soon, so that might beat it.
Oh, all right.
Because Beyonce's in that one.
Oh. How do you like Lady Godiva? Is that how? Lady Godiva?
Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga. And what's her name? What's his name?
Bradley Cooper?
They're having funny.
They're having a funny?
You think they're together?
You mean they're banging?
Yeah. He left his girlfriend.
I heard that.
He left his girlfriend. I don't think that means that they're doing the funny.
You don't think so? I don't know about that.
Him and Lady Godiva.
Lady, who the heck her name is. But that's...
Lady Godiva. I like that one.
Yeah, but that's...
That's Lily's Lady Godiva.
I wanted to name Lily Godiva, but nobody let me.
That would be the worst name for a dog.
That's
I wanted
too
to
long.
Name Lily Godiva, because she looks like a chocolate, because she's so chocolatey and delicious.
She's chocolatey? She's licorice.
No, she's not really chocolate colored.
No, she's licorice color.
She's dark chocolate colored.
No, she's black.
You're colorblind. She's black as could be.
Yeah, she has no color.
She has no brown.
I like
now
very...
Now salt and pepper because you have gray.
Oh, my goodness.
She could be Oreo.
Yeah.
Oreo.
Oh, you know what? When Tara had a puppy.
They don't white.
We had Tara. She had five puppies.
Wait, you had a dog named Tara that had five puppies?
Yeah. And one of the puppies...
Why was she such a hoe?
What do you mean?
Who'd she get impregnated by?
Another dog.
You don't know who the dog was?
No.
Oh, my God.
What a whore.
Anyway, she had a dog. We gave the puppies away. You know, they won. One puppy's name was Oreo. Isn't that funny? One was Oreo.
Was it black and white?
One was Bosco. Yeah, black. Well, she was black and white.
Oh.
there's this dog that I want now.
I watched them be delivered. Ay, was I scared.
Did somebody help?
No, I called my sister, but I said, I don't know what's happening, what the dog is doing.
It just happened in your home?
Yeah, in the dining room.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, what do you do when a dog's giving birth? Like, you don't go near it. They just
do it.
Do
you take them to the vet? Or can they just do it by themselves?
They could do it themselves. They did it themselves. She did it themselves. And she breastfed them.
I mean, humans can do it themselves.
But then they just heal. Like, they don't have to...
They lick off everything. Oh. You know, blah, blah, blah. And then the puppies know how to go for the nipple to get the milk. Then
how do they know? It's so weird.
Mm. And then we gave them away. One was Ori, one was Bosco, a couple of others.
Did you keep any?
I just kept Tara. And we got
the
a fix.
One that
the mother.
And then you got puppies.
No.
Aww. You just gave away her children.
Well, she didn't care.
Yeah, she probably did.
At a certain time, they don't care anymore.
You should have just kept all the puppies.
Yeah, right. That's me.
At least one of them.
I should have. I didn't, but... Not Tara.
But then she ran away.
I don't know what happened to Tara. Mister ran away. I don't know what happened to Tara.
You don't remember?
No, I don't really. I was busy, and I had 4 kids.
And you worked at Penny's.
And they worked. So who the hell knows what happened to them? I don't know. Your day goes by. You don't even know what you do sometimes. You don't know where you are.
That's, it's not good. You got to know what's going on.
I really,
the dog still here? Is the dog run away? Like,
I really don't know what happened to Tara. I don't really know. You know, I was thinking about something today. This is very funny. As I walked up the block, there was like whoop, 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 all over the place, right? So I said, gee, I was just thinking, when my sister had Missy, there was always, the dog catcher was always looking to catch dogs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And
like a dog catcher? What's that?
That's it. You don't know what a dog catcher is because they don't have them anymore. They don't have, I don't know where they are, but they used to have a truck.
Yeah.
And it was a dog catch, and he would have a net. And if the dog was loose...
He didn't care if it belonged to someone?
Well, they take it. They put it in the truck. They take it to... There used to be a vet in Wantagh.
Yeah.
Now, if I lost my dog, I said, oh, gee, nobody came. I'd have to go to the...
To the pound.
And I would... I'm looking for this dog, what color it is, blah, 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 where was it found, blah, 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 blah. And then they take you in the back and say, is that your dog?
Yeah.
And I mean, they had license, but they didn't have, like, names and everything
and
like they have now.
How long did they keep it for? Before?
Oh, I don't know. I never lost a dog. My sister used to lose Missy all the time. She'd go back, get her, and bring her home, like a day. Well, you know if your dog doesn't come home in a day.
It's gone.
You know that something's happened to it.
Yeah.
But Missy...
That's so sad.
She was the smartest dog that you ever want to see. When she saw the dog catchers, she would run and hide in the bushes. Aww. They couldn't catch her. But aww. I don't see any dog catchers around anymore.
I don't think they exist. That's not...
Well, maybe there's no dogs that are unleashed anymore around here.
Not really.
Maybe that's what it is.
Many people easily take their dogs for walks.
Well, when you let out Lily, remember you let out Bella? I went somewhere and you just let her out. And
yeah.
I couldn't find her.
Yeah.
I found her in the police station.
I know, I remember.
Remember that man on the corner.
And then remember when Connor lost Bella and Lily?
Oh, yeah, and Lily,
together.
And they found him up the corner.
Oh,
it's all right. It was up the corner. Do you get wet on your foot, honey?
That's fine. Mm. Just water.
Yeah, it was up, they were up in the corner.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, but see?
Silly puppies.
But they were not, you know.
Lily and Bella were roaming around.
But see, like,
well,
now if there was a dog catcher...
What did they think they were going to find out there in the great world?
Just, like, sniffing...
The great Levittown.
Yeah. Now, if there was a dog catcher and they saw them, they would have taken them.
Oh, my God, that's so terrible.
They catch them with a net.
Well, I guess they were trying to...
With a net?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Sick.
You
that's
don't
dramatic.
Want them. You don't want them to shoot them with a tranquilizer.
Yeah, but then they probably kill them after. They bring them to the kill pound.
Well, if it's your dog, you go and get them.
But would you know where to find it?
I know where the pound is. Is that what you're asking?
I don't know. Like, well, you know, like, if you lost your dog, like, would you go?
Well, that's the first place you would go, I would think.
Yeah,
to probably. See if anybody picked up the dog.
Look,
that, well, that would be my first choice.
Like, but what if they had a collar? Like, the
they don't, you know what?
The dog catcher couldn't, like, call.
They couldn't care less. The dog catcher's there. He did his job. You want your dog, you've got to go.
Yeah, but I don't think dogs had, like, name tags back then.
Well, they had, no, they didn't, like, well, now they have these things with
the
hat.
She has, like, the name tag.
Yeah, and then they also have now, don't they have, what do? They put it in the body. They put it in
the
their
tracker?
Body. Yeah.
I get probably.
Yeah, like, chips.
Yeah.
They put chips in dogs now.
But, you know, I mean.
Lily doesn't have that.
She doesn't go far. She doesn't want to leave us.
But anyway, you would go to find the police. Well, like, I went to the police station. I don't know.
She's like, ooh, the wind.
But
oh,
I was
the
just,
wind. I feel so good.
But I was just thinking today when I was walking, I haven't seen a door catcher since
I have them.
Can't
Grandma,
imagine
there's definitely no dog catchers out there.
I guess, maybe not even.
I mean, I'll be a dog catcher. I'll catch. The
maybe
dogs,
not in Long Island. You wouldn't
themselves.
Catch a dog without a net because you don't know if that dog is, going to bite you. Or you don't know what the dog.
No,
is
I pet every dog.
That has somebody with them.
Yeah,
I just like to pet dogs.
I'm talking about a stray dog.
Just
well,
love
not,
puppies.
I don't ever see stray dogs.
There used to be one on Central Lane.
I've never seen a stray dog.
Central Lane, there was a dog like that. Mm-hmm. I mean. They have been known to get out of the house or whatever.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, that's not unusual. But.
That's so sad. Lily, you would never run away, right?
She ran away with Bella.
Well, she had a part.
That's because she had a friend.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, we're going on an adventure.
Oh, we're going. We're having a
Come on,
holiday.
Bella, let's go out. Let's go party.
We're on a field trip.
Aww. They looked like Oreo together.
Yeah, the mailman used to call them black and white, black and white. It's got like, I think it's Scotch that has a black and white dog on the label.
Scotch tape?
No, Scotch drinking.
Oh.
I don't know.
I don't drink Scotch.
I don't either, but this was mm-hmm. That was a picture of a black and white dog on it.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember?
I think I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah. That's like a Scotch, like a Scottish dog, though, right?
Well, they're black Scottish dogs.
They're
not
like
white.
Black and white.
No, they're black. A Dalmatian is black and white. That's
no, but I'm picturing, this dog, like, running through a field in Scotland who's, like, black and white. Like,
have you been to Scotland?
No, but this
they're
is my
black.
No, but like with white, like
can't they
under,
be white too, though?
Like white under
so.
their tummy. Mm,
I've never seen so. A. I never seen a. What is this joke? This is a cockapoodle.
Yeah.
Cock-a-poodle.
Yes. Cock-a-poodle. There's this. I saw this dog. Olivia, what was the dog?
Cocker Spaniel, Golden Retriever.
Cocker Spaniel, Golden Retriever.
Well, that's a funny name. That's a funny combination.
So cute.
He
they look
rare.
Like puppies forever.
What is it called? Cocker Spaniel?
They call them forever puppies.
It was a Cocker Spaniel and what?
A Golden Retriever.
Golden Retrievers, aren't they big?
Yeah, so they mm-hmm. just look like little Golden Retrievers.
Mm.
So cute. So cute. I want one. I also want a golden doodle.
A hoffing doodle?
Golden doodle.
That is a golden doodle. I never heard
golden
of this
golden retriever and a poodle, right? So
is it,
cute.
Yeah, is it golden? Brown?
It looks like Lily, but big and brown.
Oh, bigger.
Yeah.
But I kind of want, like, a small one.
They're big.
What's... Can you get, like, a cockapoo in a light... In, like, that color?
Yeah.
Like a brown color?
Yeah.
Well, listen, don't know...
That's kind of what I want.
When I got Lily, she was brown as a puppy. And then she turned white.
Oh, hello,
Bella.
Lily.
She was brown? I don't remember that.
What?
She was first born.
Really?
Yeah, when I took her off, she was brown.
Lily's always been this color.
Then she turned white.
But now she has white underneath that she didn't used to have. Because she's old.
Hey, old lady.
She didn't like when you call her that.
Sit.
Good girl.
You know, she wouldn't give me her paw. She doesn't know how to do that. Oh, is that what it was? I thought that was an easy thing to do. Because you know how to stay.
I tried to teach her, but she never learned.
She knows how to stay when you tell her to stay.
She can only really, like, sit. That's it.
Anything else we need to talk about on this podcast? Because I feel like we've gone off the rails.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't know. We didn't talk about anything too interesting, did we?
We talked about...
your vacation?
Yeah. Oh, Olivia, do you know that Grandma did not drink at her wedding?
I think you told us that one time.
Isn't that crazy?
Until, like, 30.
Yeah, but I would think you would at least drink at your own wedding.
Why?
I don't know. Everybody gets drunk at their own weddings these days.
You got to realize, my family... My mother never touched any kind of liquor. My grandmother never did. None of my aunts did. My great aunts didn't.
The women nobody, in your family never drank?
Nobody in my... None of the female...
So was it not, like, accepted as, like, ladies don't drink?
Probably that's what it was, that if you did, you would get frowned upon.
Did Poppy drink at your wedding?
Yeah. The men were allowed to. I don't know.
That's so weird.
So what made you start drinking?
So, like, ladies should be...
More kids later. No, I was on vacation in Chapinac.
And you were just like, I want to have a drink? What's
Chapinac?
Was a place we used to go with the kids. And
sounds like it's in the Poconos.
It is. It's in Pennsylvania near... I forgot where it's near now because the name just went out of my head where I was. I don't know if it was Allentown. Just went out of my head. But then that's here. And my Joe's uncle, Uncle Johnny, he called this thing what he gave Daddy and I was, you know, a Presbyterian. I think it was ginger ale, club soda, and rye with orange and a cherry in it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. People didn't drink like they're drinking now.
Really?
Or it was like people were either like they didn't drink or they were like alcoholics.
Yeah, there was no in-between kind of situation.
Now there's like
no wine.
There's
no
strong medium.
And there wasn't wine. Something
on your lip.
Well, me?
Yeah.
And no wine.
People didn't drink wine?
They drank hard liquor.
Ugh. Well, then I wouldn't drink either if that's all they wanted to give me.
Hard liquor. Hard, you know, rye.
No Cabernet.
Rye and 7
Up. No Cabernet.
Nope. Rye and 7 Up. I don't know why, honey. It was just a big thing that
they were... Was wine, like, not a fit, like, they didn't really...
Yeah, I don't know.
Wine's been around.
No,
Jesus drank wine. Come on,
they
Olivia.
All drank,
Well, maybe they only had one type of wine, not, like, all these
other... I don't know. Everybody had hard liquor. When you went to the houses, it was
Well, I think
hard
there
liquor.
Wasn't also, like, you couldn't get, like... Shipping wine from like California.
It was all hot.
Because there's like, you wouldn't like put it on a plane, I guess.
Even when you had, you went to these parties or you went to some weddings.
What about beer?
Yeah. Beer. But when you went to these weddings, they didn't give you beer either. They had a bottle of rye and a bottle of scotch on the table. No gin.
What?
Rye.
Like at
whiskey.
On each table, there would just be bottles of liquor.
A bottle of rye and a bottle of scotch.
Nothing
See,
to mix it with?
These well, days, if that was left on the table at a wedding, it would be insane. Like, it would get wild.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? We were at a party and somebody just, like, dropped a bottle of liquor.
Well, that's what they just
take
do.
Shots.
That used to be, which used to be called setups. You know.
So was there no bar? They just put the liquor there?
They put the liquor on the tables at these affairs.
Nice.
And when you went to somebody's house... It was only like, you know, actually rye and scotch. They didn't even have gin and vodka.
You didn't have like a Tom Collins.
I don't remember them having gin or vodka on the table.
I feel like gin was big in the 70s.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't remember it being. I don't remember them having that. I remember the setups used to be rye and you know, ginger ale and scotch, you know, that kind of stuff.
So you went on this vacation in Pennsylvania, and you were like, that's it, I have to have a drink?
Well, we wound up with this group of these you know, couples that they were, you know, at night they would start to drink, and so I wound up chasing it, and said, okay, that's not bad.
Did you get wasted?
No. No. Every time I got a little drunk was one time at your mom's house after Poppy died. I must have been beside myself.
That was the only time you ever got drunk?
Yeah.
Come on, no Grandma. Way.
Well, that's the
There's never a time you and Poppy, like, went out partying?
No. No. Many times Poppy drank too much and we came home and I don't know how any of us managed to get home alive. Thank God.
Why? Because he drove?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All the
Why didn't you drive?
Oh, I don't know. Drive. Well, I drove. Oh, I drove since I'm 16 years old.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Why wouldn't you drive?
I don't know. Like, you know what? We didn't
think
about
it. Because you were both drunk.
No, but even when I was in Vermont, Donald Gansey was always two shits to the wind. And he was driving. I mean, many
people
times.
People just used to drink and drive.
Yeah, many like times. We almost went into the water one time when he made a turn. I mean, we were lucky.
Oh, my God.
But now, thank God, they have all these rules.
Yeah.
Well, we were very lucky. We were very, very lucky. I have to say that. We were very, very lucky. Never drank when we had the kids in the car. But,
that's good. Just but, yourselves.
Yeah. You know, you go to a party and you don't think about it. You know, we weren't as aware as people are now. Let's put it that way. You know, everybody's more aware of everything now. I mean, even the bartenders, they don't let you just drink forever anymore. They're not supposed to anyway.
They're not supposed to.
And if someone comes to my house and they're drunk and I let them go home and they have an accident, I would be responsible.
Yeah.
So people are more aware of the drinking situation than they were then.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. It's great that that's how it is, but I'm just saying.
Well, they needed Uber deaths. In the 70s.
There was Ubers in the 70s?
They needed Uber in
the 70s.
Oh, yeah,
they didn't have no
phones.
There were taxis, though.
There's no D's, even. We didn't have this.
You never took a taxi?
No. Why would I need a taxi? I drove and Joe drove. Daddy drove. Poppy drove. Why would
if you wanted to drink.
They didn't think like
we
that.
We didn't think. I told you, we weren't.
So weird.
We weren't as aware as everyone is now about it. Thank God. Everyone is more aware of the situation.
Yeah.
But some
like
people still aren't.
Like, cops didn't care if you were drunk driving?
They
well,
were
we
never, like,
stopped,
they
honey.
Weren't, like, out looking for
they
it.
Were,
like,
yeah.
Now, like, there are cops out on the road. It's, like, looking. Late at night. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah.
You know, and everyone's aware. But you still see these people drinking. They're running people over and having accidents.
Yeah.
There's many people that are still not driving.
Well, yeah.
You know,
people still do it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, as a whole,
but they'll
most
get in of, trouble.
Well, yeah, but most of them are not young people; they're older people.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just they weren't aware as they are now about. Now everyone's aware of the situation and conscious of what could happen. Mm-hmm. You know, thank God we were lucky. We've been lucky. Thank the Lord.
Yeah. Keep taking Uber, kids.
Well, the young people are much, much better at it. You know, you guys are much better at it than we ever were.
Yeah. But, I don't really ever drink and drive.
But that's the way it goes.
I don't really like driving anyway, so.
No, it's so funny. A lot of people, you don't drive. And Sharon doesn't really drive. And Devin doesn't really like to drive.
I don't have a car.
Well, they live in the city. They don't need to drive.
Well, when they're in, they go to Monster. Well, they... what's his name, drugs?
I like driving.
Yeah. Are we signing off on podcast?
Yeah, I guess so. I just wanted to finish up the story about your wedding.
What about it? I had a wonderful time.
I just don't get it.
And
you didn't drink.
What
time did the wedding start back then?
Oh, my God. I think it was a 5 o'clock church. Then 6 o'clock.
That's pretty normal.
Oh, that's normal.
6 or 7 o'clock was the cocktail hour, and then the party was over at 8 o'clock.
Oh.
I'm sorry. 12 o'clock.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
8 o'clock.
I'm sorry. I meant from 8 to 12. I meant from 8 to 12 was the reception.
Okay, that's
and I had
normal.
A band.
Nice.
Yeah. And I was in a catering hall. She says there's no catering halls anymore. I wasn't in a hotel. I was in the catering hall. Wakefield Casino.
I'm sure it was a lovely,
it was not
lovely
very nice.
Affair, Grandma.
For today, maybe, in today's standard, it wouldn't have been lovely because everything now was so elaborate. But at that point, when I was married, that's what it was. We walked in, and they kind of, same thing they do now. They announce the bride. You go down the aisle with your father. You have your bridesmaids, your maid of honor. I said, and then when you have the party, they do the thing, and you walk in with your groom, the first announcement. They do the same thing. Yeah. And then they had the first dance, you and your husband dance. And then, oh, everybody else joined in, who wants to? And then everybody joins in. And then they had the same thing. They had the, you dance with your father, he danced with his mother. And then they did the cutting of the, well, we did the cutting of the cake. And we did the garter.
Right.
And we did the throwing of the bouquet.
The garter. Wait, is that the thing where, like, the man, the husband, like...
Well, you throw the garter, and the man catches the garter, and then you throw the bouquet to the women.
But isn't the man supposed to, like, take
the garter
off with their teeth?
Well, no, we never... You could do that, I guess, if you want to, but...
Oh, is that a new thing?
We didn't do that. We didn't take the teeth off.
Never saw that in
well,
person.
Well, now they don't even do that anymore. Nobody does the garter anymore. I didn't see it at Taylor's. I didn't see it at Shannon's.
Yeah, I guess so.
Do they throw their flowers?
Yeah. I don't remember.
I think they did. I don't remember.
Did they? I didn't catch it.
I don't remember them doing that either. To tell you the truth. Maybe they did.
I think they did.
Who caught it?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But I mean, all that is the same as then as today. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you want to cut the cake, they cut the bride cuts cake. Blah, blah, blah. Feed the bride feeds the groom feeds the bride. Blah 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 blah. And they had the throne of the garter. They had the throne of the bouquet. Then they had the best. The one who caught the garter puts it on the one who caught the bouquet. You know. And then people don't like that anymore too much because the somehow, I guess with the drinking, the fellow who went with the girl, like say. You got the bouquet, and Joe Schmo got the garter. Now he has to put the garter on you. Some of them go too high.
Oh. No,
and
a little risky.
Then that's why I think they stop.
I don't think that would go over too well.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think that's why a lot of them stop that part of it. You know what I mean?
It's awkward.
Well, I'm just saying that's why they stop that a little bit. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But all that is the same as we did. The same exact things that I did 52 years ago is the same thing they do today. You could admit it if you want. You don't have to do it. But you know, the favors on the table. We used to do the favors on the table.
Yeah, I guess it's the same.
It's kind of the same thing.
There's some things that are different.
Yeah.
Well, like I say, we thought we had an elaborate wedding. But maybe in today's standard, it would.
Oh my God! There's so many mosquitoes back here.
Want to go in? It wouldn't be as you know. It wouldn't be considered elaborate what we had. But we did all the same thing.
Yeah.
Take all the pictures. You know the church. So I mean, weddings have not changed.
No.
I don't think so.
I guess not.
I mean, except they have them at the beach.
Well,
we never had them at the beach. Some people have it at the beach. Some people have it
at a church.
It's like more... It's just like more intense these days. Like just with Instagram and everything.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't have Instagram.
The whole like...
We had the albums.
Picture of it and like... Everything has to look perfect. You have to like talk about your wedding a million times.
We used to have like the pictures... Then you go to the photographer, then he gives you the album of the pictures you want. Now it's all on the computer.
Yeah.
Girls get married now, and they post one picture a week from their wedding for the rest of their lives. And you're like,
who does that?
People on Instagram.
Well, now they we never had saved the date.
I feel like that's important.
Kyle had...
Save the date's a pretty good idea.
Kyle had the engagement picture. Then he had saved the date. You know, we didn't have that. Mm. Hey, you know what? You send the invitation in. Who can come, come. Who can't come?
Yeah, but like,
and
it's like...
And you knew who was coming anyway.
What if people have another wedding? It's like, save the date.
Then they can't come to yours.
They have to choose.
It's just how it was.
I guess.
You know, everything is just kind of the same.
Everything's just extra now.
Yeah, extra. Yeah. That's a good word for it.
It's extra, and everything you do now, you do on the iPad. You pick your music out on the iPad. You take your pictures on the iPad.
Everything on the iPad. Not the iPhone, but the iPad.
No, the iPad. That thing. What is that?
That's a computer.
So what's an
laptop?
iPad is like...
So now maybe they... What do they do it on? The iPad?
Whatever they want.
Well, you can't do it on this little silly thing.
You can do it on that.
Yeah, but it's so silly. It's so little.
It's so silly.
I mean, you can't really see too much.
Okay.
And we picked the cake out, the design... But we didn't taste the wedding cake.
Didn't taste the wedding cake?
No.
You had to taste the...
Oh, my God.
But we picked out... Well, I had the cathedral with
Olivia
the girls.
Olivia would die if she couldn't
dresses.
Pick out the cake.
You know, with the bridesmaids' dresses and everything. No. But
there's so many different types of cake.
People don't just have a basic vanilla or chocolate cake these days.
Yeah, but we didn't do that then. We just...
That's a shame.
That's what I'm saying. Things... We thought we had a lovely wedding. We thought it was elaborate. Today's standard... Maybe it wouldn't be elaborate. Maybe it would be just, you know, ordinary compared to what you do now.
Yeah.
I was married a long time ago. Things
have
changed.
No, weddings are a lot more elaborate. People do the after party. They get
food
trucks.
Yeah, we didn't have an after party.
They have after party food. They
We don't have an after party. We had a Viennese table. Which they have like...
But that's like appetizers?
No, cookies, little shots.
But that's like dessert.
Yeah. But after the wedding cake, we had a Viennese table that had like... at the time, it had like the chocolate shot thing where you could put... what do you call those things? Amaretto or Zambuki.
Oh.
After dinner drinks.
Yeah.
And, you know, cookies, stuff like that. Well, you know, Shannon, she had a wedding cake, but she had it all cut up.
Yeah. But didn't they bring it out first?
Yeah, you bring it out first,
yeah.
And then you,
then
like, take
it, put
picture.
It on the table.
Yeah.
But she didn't do the bride cuts the cake.
What did they do?
Taylor did. She didn't do anything. They just put the cake out and put it up there, and then they cut it.
Oh.
Taylor did.
Aren't you supposed to, like, feed each other cake?
Taylor did that,
like,
but not Shannon.
Aren't you supposed to, like, wipe the cake on each other's face?
I thought that was how autistic.
Oh, my God.
If you ever do that
no
to me,
way.
I'll tell you. He didn't do that to me.
I would punch punch him out.
At the end of the night anyway. You're not going to take pictures.
I don't like that.
What? You have to go to the after party.
I don't like that. I think that's disrespectful.
You have to look good.
To the bride and the groom.
No. Ain't nobody wiping cake on my face.
Give me a little piece of cake, nice and gentle.
I would like to eat the cake, first of all, not have it all over my face.
But that's the difference. Whatever it is. We'll see how he's all. Who knows what'll happen a couple of more years, how they're going to do this.
No
but
more
like,
weddings.
Like I say, now they have...
No
like
more weddings.
They have it at the beaches. They have it all over. There was
the beach is nice.
I was at a place... I was having...
Beach is very nice.
I was having, I guess, a snack with Papa. We were eating something. We were at one of these bars.
Having a snack.
I was going to say, I don't know what we were having. Right on the bar here, like in Levittown.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called now, but...
A bar in Levittown?
Yeah, it was Hempstead Turnpike and Salem Road, I think. And it's a big place. You'll see. It's not a big place, but it was it's right next to the motorcycle place. Anyway.
Motorcycle place. I don't know where that is.
It's on the turnpike. We were sitting down eating, and in comes a bride with her bridesmaids.
On the turnpike.
Right?
Oh,
like a crummy old bar. I said,
ew.
Take me to a cocktail lounge.
No.
But take me to a crummy old bar with my beautiful wedding dress.
It's going to get all ruined.
Oh, my God. I
guess that's what they wanted to do.
I guess so. I was shocked.
No.
Everyone has
you
gotta
go to
place.
Like a semi-classy place. Like, it doesn't have to be really classy, but if you're in your wedding gown, like.
Well, when we went to somebody's wedding, we all went to Pier something. It was a very nice place. I don't know whose wedding we were at. Was that Jane's wedding? I don't even know anymore. But it's nice to plan a wedding, but a year to be engaged a year is enough.
I want Lily to be my ring bearer. Do you think she'll make it?
I don't think she can do it.
Lily.
She doesn't really
follow directions.
Just like hold bacon at the end
of... Like if you said walk down there, she would get distracted.
Just hold bacon at the end of the aisle, and then she'll make it. She'll go towards the bacon.
Lily.
Say, leave me alone. I'm very happy where I am. I don't want to be a ring
bearer. I don't want to be ring bearer.
She doesn't want to be anything. She just wants to be where she is.
She's a very independent girl.
She's very happy.
Right? I don't know if she could handle all those people staring at her. She'd be like, oh.
No, she would love it.
Mommy, what's happening?
She would want you to pet up.
Yeah, she would want to say hi to everyone.
Yeah.
She'd get distracted.
I don't know.
Before she got down the aisle, she would say hi to everyone.
And do you want more wine in there?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Can't help you. You don't know. I certainly don't know.
So
I know nothing.
Anything else for the podcast that we need to say?
No.
We just have to say, happy trails to you until
happy
we meet again.
Happy trails. Thanks, Olivia, for joining us today.
She did her part.
She played her part. And Lily! Yes? Yes, Lily, you are such a good addition.
You have
addition.
To get more subjects we have to think about.
Oh, yeah, we were going to talk about...
Why?
I don't know.
Your vacation.
No, we always mean to talk about, like... I always like to get your opinion on the Kardashians, but...
Do you watch the Kardashians?
Next time.
Not really.
No. She doesn't, but sometimes she does.
You should watch the latest episode.
I think they will.
Very much.
There's a lot
That's
of drama
okay.
going on.
You just. You,
I did watch The Fix. Did you ever watch The Fix?
No.
It was a takeoff on the O.J. Simpson trial.
Oh, yeah, I haven't watched that.
It's over. And I like The Village. I don't know if they're not.
You should be watching Housewives of. New York, you should be watching
Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Of
somebody. Orange County?
The New York Housewives season finale is tonight.
Yep.
Can't watch the finale unless you watch the beginning.
I think you could still watch it.
They don't
same
really
thing.
Relate.
Same
talking
thing.
About something different.
None of the, yeah, none of the episodes relate.
I wasn't
relate.
Very happy
every
about
episode,
it when,
they just fight
when the guy, beco- when
yeah,
the guy becomes a girl.
Yeah, new.
When, what's
you mean
his name?
Caitlyn?
You mean Caitlyn
Jenner?
Yeah.
That's old. That happened like 5 years ago.
Was that 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
That was like.
Is he still a woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't go back.
Oh.
Who's that?
It's Miss Sunshine.
Who's that?
Hi, sweetheart. Hello.
Retrieve the dog?
Did I want any? Yes. Yes,
they. Did they ever retrieve the dog?
Yes,
well,
they're here
we're
with
still
me
here.
Now.
Jeez.
Oh, good.
Yes, we're still
all
here.
All right.
What's cooking what? With you? We're still, they're still here.
No, I'm getting, I'm just going in.
In?
I'm going to the drive-thru, I'm going to get a coffee. I don't really like that. I don't really get out of the car. I'm very tired. All right, good. So, everything's good. Did Rebecca bring you your dress?
Yes, I saw it in the living room. She brought me my dress, and Olivia or somebody bought lunch. I don't know who paid for it. I didn't yet. But somebody paid for it. And we had lunch. Hello? Did she hang up?
What
did you have? We had a salad, and then we all had a salad. A caldos. We had a salad. Caldors. And then we had a...
Caldors.
Calda. And then, what the hell is it?
C-A-L-D-A.
Calda. Calda, whatever. You know what I mean.
Lily,
and we
you're
had
so
a sandwich.
Tired.
We had a sandwich. Very good. Me and Olivia shared a sandwich. It was very good.
Oh, good.
Now, I sent you some bills, but I was talking. I sent you a message not to pay the $40 on the lawn service.
Oh, my God. I have so many mosquito bites.
Just the one third, because
so
I called
itchy.
Him up. I said, you know what? He told me there's no charge, and he charged me $40. I gave him $20. I said, I'm not paying $60 to take that bush down. So he said, just take it off the bill. So I said, all right, but just make sure
this
you don't
so
pay
so entertaining.
It. It's just $138. And then this guy, I called you up yesterday to tell you that this kid up the corner was selling plants for $5. I got a beautiful geranium for $5.
This?
Yeah.
Wait, you just bought that off of a kid?
Yeah. What?
Wow.
Was he like on the street?
He's on his driveway.
How sweet.
Anyway, so everything else good? You want to say anything to them?
Very interesting.
Okay.
No, she doesn't want to talk to us.
Goodbye, honey. That was your mother.
I heard.
Yeah, good tell.
She's going for coffee. I don't know where the hell she was going.
She just said she's going to Dunkin' Donuts.
To driving.
She's the worst coffee.
Is that a driving? Oh, yeah. That's where she's going to drive for.
I like Dunkin' Donuts.
No. All right. Anything else for the podcast?
What did I just finish talking about?
Dunkin' Donuts $2 cold brew.
We got to go have a... this. My girlfriend keeps telling me about this. Dunkin' Donuts has a caramel latte.
Yes.
Is that good?
I mean, it tastes good.
I mean, it has caramel like in coffee. It, so yeah, it's not really like a real coffee. It's like a ice cream.
That's good.
It's tasty.
Yeah, I like Starbucks better.
Well, they have lattes there too.
Yeah,
lattes are like a staple.
But I like cold brew.
You
never had a
latte?
No.
Oh well, you don't drink milk in your coffee.
I like.
I'm gonna have a latte.
Do you like sweet stuff?
I like cold brew, or I like just like regular coffee.
Let me tell you, I have a very strange taste. If I have coffee and it's hot, I want it black and hot. But if I have iced coffee, I like it sweet and with milk. Isn't that strange?
That's weird.
Yes, you're a strange bird, Grandma.
They have the same taste, just different temperatures.
If I have iced coffee, I need
Well, okay, this is why milk. you should try
Actually,
cold
I
brew.
Like
because iced coffee is very bitter because it's like once you make the coffee cold, you make
I'll explain to you as soon as we get off this podcast.
I need some
Okay. We have to go now. Thank you for listening, everybody.
All right.
Happy trails.
Happy trails to you.
Happy trails.
I'll see you at the next podcast, Rebecca.
Yes, Grandma. I will see you soon. Happy summer, everybody.
Before the summer, we're going to have another podcast.
Yes, we will.